The race in Georgia's 6th congressional district will be a test of young voter turnout. It pits Republican Karen Handel against Democrat and millennial John Ossoff. But will a young candidate bring out young voters? And do generational ties reach across party lines? It's Saturday afternoon in the 6th district, and a band wraps up their set for a modest crowd gathered at a soccer field in Sandy Springs.
Thank you all for being here to rock your ass off!
From the puns to the small batch popsicle vendor, this rally is aimed squarely at millennials. John Ossoff needs their votes.
My team tells me that if young people come out at twice the rate that they are expected to in a special election like this, that we'll win. So it is all up to y'all.
That's no small challenge. Younger people tend to vote at much lower rates than older folks. Ossoff could be positioned to change that. He's 30, and that's a big part of why 19-year-old Nishat Fearage cast an early ballot for him.
I think it's actually really cool, and it's really easy to relate to him because he is so young. And I think it's also really inspiring for a lot of people like me who are young that we can make a difference too.
But young voters face real challenges. They're still new to the process and might not know basics like how to register or how to submit absentee ballots. That's why Georgette Dobkin co-founded GA 6th Youth Got This, a Democratic voter outreach group targeting young millennials.
People often say, they're 18, it's time for them to figure it out on their own. And I don't really necessarily agree with that.
Dobkin's got two millennials of her own home from college for the summer and spent Saturday afternoon canvassing with her son in Cobb County. She says a few moms started the group. Now it's mostly run by young volunteers trying to drive turnout through social media. You might be thinking, this is just political helicopter parenting. Dobkin says it's not that simple.
As moms, you know, isn't it part of our duty to help them as they're making this transition to being adults? So it really, really was much more that than me telling my kids to get out of bed and go vote.
Then there are young Republican voters. A few recently came to a pizzeria in Chamblee to watch Ossoff take on Karen Handel in a televised debate. Spencer Goldstein is 27 and plans to vote for Handel. He says Ossoff's age makes him uncomfortable.
I always ask people, you know, how would you feel if I ran for Congress? And the answer is generally negative. I think you gotta have more years under your belt to do this job.
I don't find that people my age are bonded in any way politically.
30-year-old Caroline Jamison says she's happy to have a fellow millennial running for office, but she's proudly supporting Handel, who's 25 years her senior. Stephen Olakara thinks about this stuff all the time. He runs the Millennial Action Project, which tries to get young members of Congress to work together across party lines.
For example, a 33-year-old Democrat might have more in common with a 33-year-old Republican than she might have with a member in her own party.
Olakara says that's helped the caucus come together on issues like climate change and student debt. But lawmaking comes later. For now, there's still an election on in the 6th. And Emory University political scientist Andre Gillespie says Democrats have more on the line if young people don't vote.
Because younger people in the United States are more likely to be of color, and people of color are more likely to be Democrats, this is something that would actually hurt Democrats more than it would hurt Republicans.
Still, Gillespie says neither campaign can afford to ignore any voters. Polls have put Handel and Ossoff in a dead heat for weeks. For GPB News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.